Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Pietsch. It's P-I-E-T-S-C-H. P as in Paul, I-E-T-S-C-H. Date of birth is 5/25/1946. This is a 77-year-old woman currently on hospice with hypertensive heart disease with heart failure, hyperlipidemia, history of chest pain, orthostatic hypotension, atrial fibrillation, urinary tract infection, period. Patient has lost at least 5 pounds since last evaluation, period. She's becoming more ADL dependent. She has a walker, which she's not using most of the time because she's too weak. She has severe weakness of her lower extremity, period. Any type of activity causes her to have shortness of breath. Part of that is because of her coronary artery disease, as well as atherosclerotic heart disease. Part is because of the atrial fibrillation and the fact that that robs her of 10% of her cardiac output, period. She's at a high risk of fall. The caretaker does not allow her to walk by herself, period. Patient also has dizziness related to her coronary artery disease. She has a history of sleep apnea. She uses a CPAP at night, period. She complains of multiple joint pains and weakness in the lower extremity, period. Has a KPS score of 50%. I believe her NYHA score is now 4 as opposed to 3. The left MAC is 24.5. Period. Patient continues to have bowel and bladder incontinence, wears a pull-up, ADL dependency, weight loss related to patient's coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease. Overall prognosis remains poor. Today's vital signs are stable. Patient saw two SADs hovering in high 90s without oxygen, with a heart rate of 90 with atrial fibrillation. Thank you.